Today's the day where everyone, you know, once the fixtures come out, everyone can look forward to next season. And I wouldn't say forget about last season, because I don't think anyone will. You know, it was such a good season, and one that, you know, thinking about now, I still get goosebumps about, and probably is sinking in more as the time goes on. You know, it was just a roller coaster ride that I'll never forget. But as you say, fixture day, you'd always think to yourself, right, heads on next season now, pinpoint different games, you know, and give League One a real good go.
Is it going to be a bit of a balancing act to kind of be inspired by what you achieved last season but not kind of get hung up on it and live in the past?
We've got to just embrace it. You know, if you think about it, we'll probably be the most confident team going into League One because we won League Two. You know, if you think about teams coming down from the Championship, they're not going to be confident. If you think about teams that just survived in League One last year, they're going to be not really confident. It's a fact we'll be the most confident team going into the campaign, and we've got to embrace that challenge and just play the way we did last season, you know, for the majority. And I think we'll take a lot of teams in that league by surprise.
You're one of the players in the current squad that'll be familiar with the phenomenon of absolutely everybody expecting you to finish bottom and lose every week. Is there going to be some adjusting to do for a lot of the players who have got used to being one of the top teams?
Possibly, but we do enjoy the underdog tag. You know, we'll love that tag next season. You know, we'll thrive off it, going to these big stadiums, these big clubs, and I think it'll suit us more than anyone. You know, we've always had that mentality of, right, we're not favourites, we're always tipped to go down. We're always tipped to lose when we play away from home. You know, when we as I say, we thrive off that. And as players and management staff, we want to prove everyone wrong. And certainly for the duration that I've been here, we've done that more often than not.
Joey Barton was talking, when he was talking for the first time as Fleetwood manager, about there being nothing wrong with having a non-league mentality. It brings players closer together. You don't have everything done for you. You are a tighter group. Not that it's a non-league club, but there are lots of things that you don't have here. Can that work to your advantage? Is that atmosphere generated by those kind of harder things?
It has to be, because we haven't got them things, so we've got to tailor in a lot of things that other teams have got that we haven't, and use it to our advantage. We've got no training grounds at the minute. You know, it's something that isn't ideal. You know, the changing rooms, blah blah. You can go on and on, but what we have got as a club is a close-knit bond, and that's not just the players, that's everybody. And we've got a spirit about the squad that no other squad in League 2 had last year, and that was a big reason why we got promoted. You know, people say, you know, promotions are, you know, won like on the pitch, but certainly in my opinion, last season half of our battle was sticking together and the team spirit that we had, and that was certainly a big part of why we won the league.
It looks like the vast majority will be back in terms of the key players that played regularly last season. How important is it very quickly to get new people, new signings, new recruits into that way of thinking and into that mentality and get them to fit in?
Throughout the years, players who come in have to buy into that. And if they don't, they'll be gone by Christmas. You know, if they don't buy into what the ethos of what the club's about and what the management staff's about, and if they don't embrace that challenge and embrace what we try and do on the pitch, off the pitch, they won't last, to be honest. So all the players, help new players coming in to try and get them used to what the management team are like, get them used to what we do on a daily basis, and get them to embrace it. Because at the end of the day, you know, we go out on the pitch as 11 players, a squad of 17, whatever, and we're all in it together, and we're just there. We'll be digging in next season trying to win football matches. Yeah.
Do you think it does take some getting used to?
Yeah, it does. It will do, for certainly for players who haven't been here, you know, because it's any other club you go to, it's different. You'll never go to a club that has the uniqueness of Accrington, and that's not lying, it's the truth. You know, you get players who've never played for the club, and after 3 months they'll go, wow, never done this, never done that. It's just but it's the way we operate, and it's what gets us success.